All right, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. CCP to convene. Today is Wednesday, March 12th, 2025, and it is 8:32 a.m. And I'll turn it over to Teresa Salazar for roll call.
Teresa Salazar is sitting in for Becky Vaughn.
Here.
Officer Neal.
Here.
District Attorney Zimmer. Kinzel, sorry. Absent.
Here.
Chef Hamlet.
Here.
Allison Burrows.
Here.
Chief Terry.
He's not here. Jeff Burdick, Assistant Chief, sitting in.
Thank you. Administrator Rivera.
Here.
Director Rubio.
Here.
Executive Director Corson.
Here.
Supervisor Chris.
It's personal sanctions on her behalf.
Thank you. Chief Workforce Development Officer Aaron Ellis.
It should be Brandon Evans.
Brandon.
It's all right.
And apologies. Superintendent Deborah Plank.
Deborah Plank for John Lindenberg.
Thank you. Victim Services Coordinator Caleb Winston.
Here.
All right. Thank you, Teresa. We have a quorum. First, start off with the consent agenda. All items listed with the CA are considered to be routine and non-controversial by staff and will be approved by one motion if no member of the board or public wishes to comment or ask questions. If comment or discussion is desired by anyone, the item will be removed from the consent agenda and will be considered in the listed sequence with an opportunity for any member of the public to address the board concerning the item before action is taken. Staff recommendations are shown in caps after each item. For this agenda, CA1 and CA5 are the two consent items. Is there any public comment on the consent agenda? Seeing none. With that, I'll take a motion.
Corson, so moved.
Youngblood.
Second. Corson, Youngblood. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Any abstentions? Motion carries. Move on to item number two, which is public presentations. The public is provided the opportunity to comment on agenda items at the time those agenda items are discussed by the CCP. This portion of the meeting is reserved for persons to address the CCP on any matter not on this agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the CCP. CCP members may respond briefly to statements or made or questions posed. They may ask a question for clarification and through the CCP, make a referral to staff for factual information or request staff to report back to the CCP at a later meeting. Speakers are limited to 2 minutes. Do we have any public presentations for any items under our jurisdiction but not on the agenda? All right, seeing none. Move on to item number three, chairperson's report. I do have a couple things. I just want to announce that the annual CCP implementation plan will be presented in June. Officers or staff from my department, our research analysis and development unit, will be reaching out to our partners for their fiscal year 25-26 updates and information. Also want to just recognize, I know I introduced her briefly earlier, but Teresa Salazar, she's our new supervising departmental analyst for AB 109 and duties within our RAD unit. So welcome, Teresa. I'm glad to have you here. And that's all I have for my announcements. Just takes us to item number four, CCP committee member announcements or reports. This is open for any member to make any announcement or report on their own department's activities. So I'll open up to the group for that.
I have a couple of announcements, Chief.
Yes, Director Rivera.
The Behavioral Health Department currently has a request for proposals posted on the county purchasing website for SUD residential treatment services that will close on March 21st. So just wanted to let everybody know. The second item is just to share that our department has been collaborating with the courts to implement Proposition 36 mandated treatment court that launched in late December, and we've been receiving referrals. Now, the reason to just share this with you all is that some of the folks that we all serve here might cross over with our AB109 funded population. So it's been really interesting to work with the courts to receive these referrals to implement this unfunded mandate for our county. So I'd be happy to provide additional updates as we move along.
Do you have an idea of how many referrals you received so far?
I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but in January when it began to pick up, it was about probably 30, and in February that number doubled.
That's
so
great.
I expect to continue to increase.
And how does the referral process work?
So currently we get referrals directly from courts in Bakersfield, like regional courts outside of Bakersfield. They send a referral after meeting with the defendant and providing instructions. We try to meet with them. Some of them are in custody, some of them aren't. So we try to go to the Lerner Justice Facility to speak with them about their substance use history. Then we provide them with an appointment to one of our network providers. And after that, we provide feedback to the court, either yes, we met with them and they have an appointment, you know, 2 weeks from now. And then after they're entered into treatment, the treatment provider provides progress reports to let the court know how they've been doing, if they've attended, if they're making progress.
All right, thank you, Director Olvera. Any other committee member announcements? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 6, and this is a request approval to develop and implement a new CBO program RFP process effective for calendar year 26 through calendar year 28, and establish a CBO program RFP evaluation committee. And so we're going to hear a presentation from departmental analyst Lindy May.
Good morning, CCP members. My name is Lindy May, and I am a departmental analyst with Kern Corporation. We are requesting approval from this committee to begin preparing the community-based organization, or CBO, RFP, or with myself as the project facilitator. The goal of this RFP is to provide community-based services to the AB109 population in Kern County. This is a collaborative effort between the Kern County Sheriff's Office, Kern Behavioral Health and Recovery Services, and the Kern County Probation Department. The last RFP process was developed in 2022 and resulted in 10 three-year contracts that expire on December 31st, 2025. The expected term for the new contracts will begin on January 1st, 2026 and expire on December 31st, 2028. The estimated amount for this RFP is approximately $8.5 million. At this time, we expect the RFP timeline to be as follows. RFP issuance date, May 21st, 2025. Pre-proposal meeting date, June 17, 2025, and the RFP due date, July 2nd, 2025. Staff are requesting the following actions from the CCP. First, to approve staff to begin the RFP implementation process, and second, to establish the evaluation committee members for the RFP. Historically, the evaluation committee was comprised of designees from the CCP executive committee members and ETR. I am happy to answer any further questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Lindy. There's any questions from the membership? Okay, hearing none. Is there any public comment on this presentation? All right, seeing none. Then I will take a motion to make a recommendation to the executive committee to approve and authorize staff to develop and implement a new community-based organization request for proposal process.
Motion
Murillo.
Second
Burroughs. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Any abstentions? All right, motion carries. Move on to item number 7. We will have a special meeting on Wednesday, April 30th, 2025 at 8:30 a.m. at this location. That meeting is where we'll hear the development of the RFP itself. before it's released to the public. And so we get to hear from our staff specifically about the RFP on that date. And I'll note that in the packet was an attachment with the timelines that Lindy May had mentioned as well. So we meet again on April 30th, especially for that. And then we will have a regular meeting on June 11th afterwards. So with that, we'll adjourn as the CCP, and it's 8:42 a.m.
Chief, can I say one thing?
Yes, sir.
You just beat Chief Larry Rose's meeting record by 2 minutes. He had a 15-minute, his maximum is usually 30, but he had a 15-minute meeting one right before Thanksgiving 1 year. So you just beat him by 2 minutes. And this meeting actually, and the sheriff can contest, will agree with me on this, this is the longest meeting I've ever been in at one time. We went for a couple days. Didn't we, Donnie?
Yeah, wasn't Cookie in charge?
Yeah. Congratulations.
I'll be texting Chief Rhodes within a little bit.
Yeah.
For sure. Thank you. So that'll adjourn us as the CCP. We'll move into the executive CCP in about a couple minutes. All right.
Sorry.
Ready? Let's go ahead and convene as executive committee. It's Wednesday, March 12, 2025, and it's 8:48 a.m. And we'll do a roll call. Hand it over to Teresa.
Chief Dickinson.
Here.
Board Executive
Review.
Here.
District Attorney Zimmer. Absent.
Public
Defender King.
Here.
Sheriff
Gamblett.
Here.
Director Allison
Burroughs.
Present.
Chief
Terry. Not here. Jeff Burdick, Assistant Chief, please.
All right, thank you, Teresa. We have a quorum. First item up is approval of the minutes from the Executive Committee meeting of December 11th, 2024. Take a motion.
Youngblood.
Second.
I'll second. Burroughs.
Youngblood, Burroughs. Any public comment? Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Any abstentions?
I think I need to abstain since I wasn't here for the meeting.
Okay.
I believe.
With one abstention, that's a verdict. Right. There we go. Take us to item number two, public presentations. Not seeing anyone from the public here. We move on to item number three, executive committee member announcements and reports. The executive committee member announcements and reports. Seeing none. Move on to item number four, which is approval to develop and implement the new CBO program and request for proposal process and establish a CBO program RFP evaluation committee. And so we just consider the recommendation by the full CCP, approve and authorize staff to develop and implement a new RFP process and approve the establishment of a CBO RFP evaluation committee. And that committee, as Lindy had spoke about, my staff will reach out directly to each of you on the executive committee to hopefully put forward someone who could be part of the evaluation committee. And that'll be done in the very near future, probably by the end of this week. And so, any public comment on that? There's no one from the public here. Take a motion on it.
I'll make a motion, Burroughs.
Motion, Burroughs. Second?
Second.
Second, Kane. Any other comments on it? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Any abstentions? All right, that motion carries. This is item number five. The next meetings fall in line with the regular CCP meetings. And with that, we'll adjourn at 8:51 a.m.